Well, hi there. It's Wedding Tips for Wow Factor Wednesday. You know, Wednesdays actually used to be my least favorite day of the week, but not anymore because we get to spend some time together. I'm Steve Moody, and I would love to help you have an amazing wedding, the kind of wedding that your family members and friends are going to talk about for years to come. I've been in the wedding industry since 1989 and have helped create amazing and memorable weddings for over 2,500 couples. So you take that experience and combine it with a few extra tips from some of my local favorite wedding pros, ooh, and even some of our previous brides and grooms too. You take all that, mix it together, and it's the perfect recipe for bringing that extra wow factor on your wedding day. Now, we've got a lot to talk about, so let's jump right in. So if you're like most of the couples that we work with, your wedding day has been envisioned to be the most important day, the most beautiful day of your life up to that point. Does that sound about right? Right? Well, here's the thing. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. So today we are going to talk about how to avoid tears and stress on your wedding day. Now that sounds like a helpful topic. If I could offer one piece of advice to all the couples that we work with, something that I've learned from doing this for over 30 years, over 2,500 weddings personally, it would be to be on the same page with your significant other. Well, what does that mean? And of course, we're on the same page. We've decided we're going to get married and we're going to have fun and we're going to party and the day is going to be great. But it goes so much further than that. I want to share with you a few stories and you're going to think, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened on somebody's wedding day. But these are true, honest to goodness stories from things that I've seen over the past several years. Now, let's see if you can figure out what I'm talking about when I say be on the same page. So I performed at this wedding reception a few years ago, and it is phenomenal. People have danced all night to the point where, I mean, everybody is drenched. Even the bride and the groom, everybody's sweaty. Their hair's all wet. Their clothes are drenched. We have had one heck of a great party. The end of the night, the bride comes up, and let's just call her Mary for right now. So Mary comes up, and she says to me, it was amazing. And I said, oh, thank you so much. She gives me a hug, and I'm like, I'm glad everything was perfect for you. And she says, well, you were, but it just was not a perfect night by any stretch. And I said, well, what happened? And again, I don't want to use names here, so let's just say John. She says, well, John knew how important this day was to me, and we had talked about the fact that I was so excited to dance with my dad, because my dad's been sick, and he's finally able to get up and dance with me on our wedding day, and I was so excited to do this very special dance with my dad when you played our song. So I'm standing there, and I'm dancing with him, and I go to look over at John and see that he's smiling at me, and I don't see him anywhere. She said, I finally catch him out of the corner of my eye. He's back at the bar with all his friends, and they're laughing, and they're having a great time. And they weren't paying any attention to the dance with my dad. And she said, it infuriated me. And so, you know, trying to be the person that I am, trying to make everybody happy, I'm like, well, did you guys talk about this ahead of time? Did you let him know? Well, he knew how important it was. And I said, well, sometimes, you know, fellas, we think a little bit differently sometimes than the ladies do. And, you know, it was probably would have been a great thing for you to say to him specifically, John, when I dance with my dad, it's very important to me that you're there and that you're watching or you're taking pictures or you're standing there and you're smiling at me. Because when I'm dancing with my dad, I'm going to turn and look and you better be standing there smiling back. So that caused a lot of hard feelings on their wedding day. In fact, they left for maybe 15, 20 minutes. I knew they were gone. I thought they were taking pictures, but they weren't. They were having kind of a heated discussion in the what we call the green room, the area where everybody's getting ready before they come out. But anyhow, just a way to avoid that would have been for them to talk before their wedding and say, hey, you know, obviously we're on the same page. You want to get married, you want to have fun. But here's a few things that are very, very important to me on our wedding day, and let's see if we can get on the same page with those things just to make sure that there are no hurt feelings on the wedding day. So that's one of the biggest things, is to be on the same page. Now, not only with your significant other, but we've also seen this with other folks that are there too. I mean, we've had problems during the wedding that could have been so easily avoided had our brides or our grooms talked with their parents in advance about what their expectations were on their wedding day. I'll share this one with you. And again, I don't want to use names because it's, you know, we've worked with these folks. So let's just use the name Mary again. So we're DJing at Mary's wedding and Mary's dad comes up and he loves old school Motown. He grew up in that era. His family members that he grew up with and his friends that he works with, that's their music. And so he's requesting these Motown songs all night. Okay, so this is the father of the bride. Well, the bride comes up and Mary, she says, hey, what is with all this Motown? And I said, well, it's for your dad. She said, oh yeah, he loves it, but that's enough. You've done enough. Let's get back into some more modern music. Well, with that, then dad comes back up and he yells at me. He's like, I told you to play Motown. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I said, the bride, he said, I don't care what the bride said. I'm paying for all this and you're going to play what I tell you to play. Oh my gosh, what a rough spot for me as the DJ to be in, to be caught between the bride and her dad, because the dad and the mom are the ones that are paying for this, yet it's her wedding day and I want to make everybody happy. Well, after about a half hour of you know, play a little bit of this, play a little bit of that, and everybody trying to micromanage what I was doing, I finally grabbed both of them and said, listen, let's go off to the side. So I've still got music playing in the background. I grab them, we walk off to the side. I'm like, you two need to discuss this together and not put me in the middle of it. I don't want you arguing with each other on the wedding day. My gosh, you have spent so much money to be here and so much of your time and so much preparation. Right now is the time that you should just be reaping the benefits and the rewards of this and just enjoying your wedding day, but you're not, because you're arguing with each other and you're yelling at me and making me out to be the bad guy. I want to play, my job is to play what you want, but you need to decide what that is. Who is this wedding for? Is it for the bride? Is it for Mary? Or is it for the bride's dad and all his family and friends? So you need to make that decision, or let me say, hey, I'll play a few of this and then I'll play a few of that and we'll make everybody happy, but you need to make the decision. I don't want to be caught up in the middle of it. And what a terrible way to celebrate your wedding day, having to argue with your parents over music. It's crazy, the thoughts of it. So again, something that if they had spoken about in advance and said, you know, this is my expectations, or these are the things that I'm expecting to have happen on the wedding day, so much of this could have been avoided. I'll share with you another story. We worked with another young lady, and she had been to her sister-in-law's wedding. And she said, you know, she said, our families are very different. She said, you know, I really love to dance. I really love to party. I want to get out. I want to have everybody having a great time. So, you know, my family's asked for specific songs. And during dinner, you know, play their songs. And during cocktail hour, play their songs. But once the dancing portion gets started, we just want to rock out all night. I don't want any slow songs at all. I don't want any love songs. And I was like, wow. I said, so, you know, just from my perspective as somebody that's watching that, that sort of alienates an entire group of people on the wedding day. And she said, I don't care. She said, it's my wedding and it's what I want. I just, you know, once we start the dance party, I just want these fast, rocking, upbeat songs. Like she said, I want it like a nightclub almost. So I, you know, I'm figuring, well, she's the bride. I'll do my job, do what she asked me to do. Well, about 20 minutes into the dancing portion, everybody is drenched because we've been rocking. And the father of the groom walks up and asks me to play a song. He said, the groom's grandparents just celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary. Could I please play their song? And I said, well, I can do that, but I do need to speak to the bride first, because she specifically said, please do not slow it down, no matter who asks for anything, whether it was a family member or a guest or anybody else. Well, man, this guy was irate, you know. And by this time, you know, people have been drinking all afternoon. They've had their cocktail hour. They've had dinner. And, you know, folks that would normally be very, very easy to talk to, once they get a few drinks into them, it's, you know, you're not able to really have a normal discussion with folks. So he got a little heated with me. And then he went and grabbed the bride, and the two of them are fighting out in the hallway, like, you know, really screaming at each other in the hallway over this. And I'm thinking, wow, why didn't you guys talk about this before the wedding day rather than lay this on everybody right now? What a terrible place to be in, and have guests walking by that are on their way to the bathroom or on their way from, you know, outside, coming back in and seeing you guys argue like this. So again, I do my thing and I grab them and I take them into a side room, and we're all in there talking. And finally, we figured it out, but everybody was in a huff. And it's just not the best way to have a wedding day. Now, what's funny is, like, 2 weeks later, we get this beautiful, glowing review on Wedding Wire that she placed on Wedding Wire and also on The Knot. And she gave us 5 stars, and she's like, it was the best day of my life. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that couldn't possibly have been. But she's like, you know, we did have some problems, but Steve took care of it. I'm thinking, you know, great that we got that, but man, it just shouldn't have happened that way. So again, is there anything that you can think about that maybe that you should talk with your parents or your in-laws before the wedding, just to make sure that you are all on the same page? Not just music-wise, but maybe some special dances too. I think about that over the years. How many times a bride has had a very special relationship maybe with the stepfather or an uncle, and she wanted to do a special dance with them, but a father who obviously she did not have the best relationship with is also in attendance, and she did not want to do a dance with her father at their wedding reception, but they didn't speak about it in advance. And the father keeps coming up and asking me, when are you going to play a song for me and my daughter? And I'm like, it's not on the list of things to do. Well, my gosh, that's not the best way to tell somebody that. That should have been spoken about in advance between the two of them so that there was no frustration on the day of the wedding. You don't want to tell somebody on the day of your wedding, hey, I'm not going to be dancing with you today. You don't want to spring that on somebody. Or another good one is, who is allowed to speak at your wedding? Like generally folks give us a list of the people that they want to be sharing a toast or a speech or something like that during the wedding day. The day of the wedding is not the day to spring on somebody whether they will or will not be speaking at your wedding day. So a bit of conversation in advance would go a long way. I can't tell you how many times, in our planning stages when we're working with couples on their wedding day, we sit and we talk about all these amazing things that are going to happen. And, you know, we go through the list of the speakers that are going to come up. So I make sure I'm pronouncing their names correctly. And the bride might say, hey, listen, you know, these are the only names I want. If anybody else comes up, please tell them no, especially Bob's mother or Jim's mother. I don't want the mother speaking at my wedding. And I'm thinking, well, you need to tell her that now. Don't make me be the one on your wedding day to be put in that position to have to tell her that and have an argument on your wedding day. So again, it's not just the songs, it's not just the music, but it's the special events that are going to happen through the day. All these things need to be talked out in advance so that there are no tears, there's no aggravation, and it's just a great day of fun and love and what it should be, this beautiful, amazing day, and not a day filled with stress. Now let's go beyond that. Let's go beyond your significant other. Let's go beyond the bride and groom. Let's go beyond the parents. Let's talk about the wedding party too. I can't tell you how many times the wedding party has dropped the ball, or members of the wedding party have dropped the ball from things that have happened just because they weren't aware of what the bride and groom thought was expected of them on the day of the wedding. Many times, couples will say to me, oh, well, you know, they should have known that, or they should have done this, or they should have done that. Well, think about the people that are in your wedding party. If there's somebody that you really believe needs to be told something in advance, be sure to tell them. Tell them, hey, when the ceremony's over, we're expecting that we're going to be taking pictures, so please don't change out of your tuxedo and put your street clothes back on right after the ceremony. We've seen that happen. We've seen groomsmen, instead of leaving from the ceremony location to go straight to the venue, well, they've stopped somewhere along the way to show off to friends that weren't invited, or they stopped to get some, you know, cases of beer or this or that or whatever, but it just throws everything off track because we're waiting for them before we can do the next portion of the wedding day. We're standing there waiting in line to introduce everybody, and we're missing, you know, two of the bridesmaids, or we're missing three of the groomsmen because they're doing something else. They didn't know what was expected of them during the wedding day. Or worse yet, we've had folks that we've handed a microphone over to, and they have brought up things in a toast or in a speech that were so inappropriate, things that should never have been brought up on somebody's wedding day. So if you're going to ask somebody to be doing a speech or giving a toast, set some ground rules and say, hey, I just, you know, this is the speech is supposed to be about the bride and the groom. It's a toast to the bride and the groom. It shouldn't be all about you. It shouldn't be about previous relationships. It shouldn't be about things that embarrass us. We've got grandma in attendance and my nieces and nephews in attendance. It should be family friendly. You know, some of the word choice that you normally use might not be the most appropriate thing. So please watch your language. You just can't believe how many people in 30 seconds can use a microphone and ruin somebody's wedding day. Things that were said about previous relationships or language that was used that has caused a bride to get up and leave the room and then not come back for 45 minutes to an hour. And all of that stuff happens at the beginning of the day. So it kind of sets everything off the rails. Everything's off track. And it's hard to get back on the right track once something has happened so negative. It's had such a huge impact on the wedding day. It's hard to recover and recuperate from that. So just some things to keep in mind. You want to keep everybody on the same page. Obviously each other, your parents, your in-laws, and also the people in your wedding party. All right. Make sure that everybody is on the same page and knows what's expected of them on their wedding day so that there's no hard feelings, there's no tears, and everybody just has a great time celebrating together. That's what it's all supposed to be about. You've spent so much time, so much effort, and so much money in putting together what is supposed to be this beautiful, beautiful event. Make the most of it. I hope that helps you out just a little bit. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me. It's always great to have you here. Remember, if you'd like to help out by supporting this podcast, well, leave a few kind words for us on iTunes, Google Play, or any other podcast network, wherever you listen. Also, be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Each week always brings new ideas, tips, and tricks to help bring the wow factor to your wedding. Again, I'm Steve Moody, owner of Steve Moody's Entertainment Connection, located on Maryland's Eastern Shore. We're the area's most reviewed, most referred, and most awarded wedding DJ service. You can find us on WeddingWire and The Knot, as well as our website at stevemoody.com. On Facebook, Steve Moody's Entertainment Connection, and on Instagram, Steve Moody's Wedding DJs. Most importantly, if you have enjoyed our time together, please let your friends know about it. Comment, like, review, and most importantly, share on your favorite social media outlets. Thanks again for hanging out.